Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
He knows our hearts. Then hear thou from heaven thy dwelling place, and forgive, and render unto every man according unto all his ways, whose heart thou knowest. For thou only knowest the hearts of the children of men. 2 Chronicles 6:30. 8 times in Solomon's prayer at the dedication of the temple, he beseeches God to hear from heaven when his people confess their sins and pray for deliverance. It is marvelous that God, whose dwelling place is in heaven, can actually hear the prayers of people here on earth. But we remember that he is omnipresent. Even more marvelous, if possible, is the fact that he can hear prayers uttered only in our hearts. But he is also omniscient, so of course he knows the very thoughts of our hearts. Then, as we read of Jesus' wrath at the desecration of the temple by those who would commercialize their religion there, it was said that he needed not that any should testify of man, for he knew what was in man. This is direct confirmation that Jesus is God, for only God knows the thoughts of our hearts. It is a wonderful day when we realize that God knows our hearts. It can be frightening, of course, if our hearts are not right with God, but it can also be a great comfort and exhilaration. It all depends on the thoughts and motivations of our hearts. As David wrote long ago, "Thou understandest my thought afar off." We need, therefore, to guard our thought life just as much as our social life, for he knoweth the secrets of the heart. May God help us to be casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. It is a good thing if our thoughts please him.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us to reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.